May the sweet peace of Jesus keep our hearts and minds, and may we be filled with the Holy Spirit and with the Lord's love for one another. Amen. Well, as you know, we've been given an opportunity to use a building in town to have services, but the folks that own the building have kind of a different vision of what they want. So I felt I really needed to seek the Lord and find out what He wanted. And as I did, He began to speak to me, and He said, "Love conquers all. My people, as you have noticed, my church is empty and in confusion, with many contradictions between believers." And this building's probably been empty for 20 years. "Some believe I'm coming before the tribulation. Others say, no, He will come for us after the tribulation. When you hear my children disputing over who has the truth, know that I'm listening in and weeping, because my people feel they must contend with one another over different beliefs they interpret from my scriptures. They feel that they alone have the right way, the right interpretation, and others are in error. May I say there is not one among you who has it 100% right? And those you learned from also had many errors which they passed on to you. Just because they were teachers with a degree and honored by men does not guarantee their teachings are flawless. In heaven, you will be shocked at the depth of my teachings in Scripture that no denomination is willing to teach. Men pick and choose what suits their ideas from the Bible and leave other very important teachings behind because they're not popular and will offend some people, or they don't understand them. Do you know that I was very offensive to the scribes and Pharisees? Yes, I was, because they taught the letter of the law, but did not practice the heart of the law. Yes, the heart of the law is love, but they were more concerned with protecting their traditions than opening their hearts to their Messiah. Please do not follow their example. It is sad to say that for some, only in heaven will these disagreements be put to rest. In heaven, all will be clear, and finally my people will be at peace. But I wish for that peace now, because these disagreements are distractions the enemy has sent in to keep you from ministering to those around you who may very well be going to hell. Yes, beside you may stand a man or woman, a teen or a young one, who has done things that merit hell. They do not know me and need teaching, prayer, repentance, and ministry. But so long as my people are focusing on the differences between what they believe and what their brother believes, so long as Satan succeeds in causing these petty arguments that stop the flow of my grace and stop ministry from happening, so long as that persists, churches will remain barren. It is those churches that love one another and avoid conflict that are birthing my children." Now, I just want to make a distinction. When he says that, he's not talking about a church where everything's covered over, everybody's a yes man, and everything's covered over, issues aren't dealt with. What he's talking about is that issues are conquered with love and understanding and submitting to the Holy Spirit. He continued, "Please consider there are those around you who may die in a car accident tomorrow and not go to heaven because you were busy arguing over your way, believing the other way to be wrong, so wrong that you didn't want anything to do with it, while the unsaved soul stood beside you waiting for you to recognize their desperate need for ministry. Then there are those who overhear Christians bashing other Christians because they're a little different. Their services are different. such as my people in Syria and Lebanon, who glorify me in the ancient ceremonies with incense and choir music. Those who live in America and are part of the popular non-denominational churches regularly dismiss these believers, saying that they're not real worshipers because of the way they glorify me. How this grieves me. My angels are present in these churches and sing with their choir. They linger and worship and glorify me. I am in their midst and take great pleasure in their worship. But unfortunately, evangelicals who see this do not have the spiritual capacity to discern the glory of what is going on, because it's not the way they do it. How sad it is to hear this coming from a born-again believer. The name of the game is divide and conquer. Satan sees to it that those who worship me from the heart, those who love me and have dedicated their lives to me, he makes sure that people find fault, criticize, and gossip over what they do not understand. Oh, how this grieves me. My people, who are you to judge one another's way of worshiping? Is it not written, judge not, lest you be judged? Matthew 5:7. Have you not seen Satan at work in the church, finding fault with leaders because their interpretation of Scripture is a little different than what others are used to? This is me now. I want to share with you that the Lord once said to me, all of my great generals were heart dwellers. In other words, they live in the heart of love, in Jesus' heart of love. This is why I've named our movement Heart Dwellers, because when you dwell in the Lord's heart, you do not find fault with your neighbor's beliefs, so long as they are very minor and not important to salvation. In this way, Baptists, Pentecostals, Russian Orthodox, Mennonites, Quakers can all share the same heart of love for Christ and lost souls without arguing over differences. Jesus continued, oh, how I wish your hearts were open. Oh, how I wish you would keep your tongues from finding fault with one another because they are a little different than what you are used to. It hurts and grieves me deeply when people concentrate on petty differences instead of thanking me that I've sent anointed workers to bring new life. Times are different now. Every generation has different ideals and ways of doing things. But that does not mean that they do not worship in spirit and in truth. Only I am qualified to make that call. You cannot see the hearts of others with certainty and say whether or not they are really Christians after my own heart, and whether their interpretation of Scripture is right or wrong. It is the ego of men that nitpicks and finds fault, bringing accusations and judging others because they are different. There is no one way to worship me. There are thousands of ways to celebrate my love and kindness to you. I wish for you to lay down your swords. Stop finding fault with one another. Love each other as I have loved you. And then out of that love and trust, together, we will bear children. But so long as you both argue over minor things, you will be barren. Our Jewish way of worship on the night of the Passover feast was very different from the way modern Christians celebrate and worship. So should I find fault with you because you do not worship the Hebrew way? No. I find consolation, beauty, joy, and celebration in the way you worship me, even though in my day on earth we were so different. Should I reject you because you are not like me when I was on earth? Or should I rejoice that your love is expressing itself in its own original and authentic way, even today, 20 centuries later, there's no right or wrong way to worship me, so long as you are doing it from a heart of love, honor, and dedication. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. That is the only sign of authentic worship. So please, when I send people to you, if they have long hair and tattered clothes, welcome them with open arms. If they are Chinese, welcome them. If they are black, white, or brown, welcome them. For my house is to be a house of prayer and worship for all men, no matter what their color or cultural background. Bring glory to me by loving one another, and do not judge, for judgment belongs to your God, and the fault you find with your brother or sister becomes the fault my Father finds with you. Matthew 7. You will know them by their fruits. A good tree does not bring forth bad fruits, but a tree that has just been planted does not bloom and bring forth fruit in the first or even second year. It takes time for a fruit tree to produce. Many times, I give you visions of what I want for you, but do you know that those visions do not happen overnight? I show you what it will look like, but I do not always give you the plan to reach that goal. It took my vision 25 years to come to pass. He continued, I write straight with crooked lines, and I do it my way, if I am permitted. I lay things before you to choose from. I do not always tell you which one to pick, but I test you to see if you're operating from fear or love and trust. And many of you choose the old, familiar ways because you think it's safe. But what if I want to do something wonderful and new? Will you allow it? I want to take you higher than you've ever been in worshiping and knowing me. In order to prepare you for new growth, the old leaven, the old ways need to be laid down. You cannot put new wine into old wineskins. Jesus said, no one pours new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins. That's Mark 2:22. The new does not always resemble the old. Remember, there was a day when what is now old, like 40 years ago, was also new and different. But those ways have lived their lives and have now passed. Today is a new day, and I intend to pour new wine into your hearts and saturate you with my love, if you will allow me to. For this to happen, you must lay down the past and look only to me, not to how it was done before, because I do not always do things the same way. In fact, I rarely do it the same way. Remember, I am God, infinite in creative ability, always creating what is fresh and new to replenish the old, faded, and worn-out ways. You hold on to the old ways for security because they are familiar, but where is that taking you? Where is the new life? Where is the anointing? Where is the fruit? Is not this old tree dried up and withered? How many years has it been since it bore fruit? I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. But I cannot fill vessels that are always full of their own ways. To fill a vessel with my finest wine, it must first be emptied. This is where we stand now. Are you willing to come to me empty, hungry, and longing for new life? Are you serious enough about me to come when I am here for you? Are you willing to sacrifice the things of the world, shopping, movies, entertainment, recreation, to set those things aside for a few hours a week, to have me, to have more of me? You see, if you are already filled with the things of the world, you will have no time, no appetite, and no desire for me. To have me, you must be hungry for me. In fact, more hungry for me than any other thing in your life. That is when you will have me. As I have said, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. So today I'm asking you to open your hearts to what I want to do in a way I want to do it. Love, honor, and support one another. Put your differences away and go deeper in your understanding of the Bible and give grace time to work. Let the vine put down roots. Water and care for it so it may bear fruit. Without love and patience, nothing will be accomplished. Without finding more time for me, you will not get closer to me or accomplish our dreams together. I need your support, your prayers for one another, your cooperation, and most especially, I need your trust. I am doing something new in your midst. Do you not perceive it? Please do not close the door in my face. What I have given you is precious to me, a choice vine from my vineyard. And that was the end of his message. We can't go wrong by loving one another and being patient and giving grace time to work. So I'm anticipating a good outcome over these minor disagreements. And I'm praying and ask you also to pray so that we can move forward and help the souls who are perishing in that area. The Lord bless you, dear family. Until next time, I'm praying for you. Pray for us as well.